years ago when we had the festival, I think there was about six people here. And now the whole town's here. Thank you ever so much for coming. Without you, we wouldn't have a festival.
Oh, yeah. Thank
you.
Well, where's yours?
Really been amazed by what an unusual, interesting, cultured town it seems to be.
Sweet popcorn. Loving it. All the way from Wigtown. One day drive to a wonderful, wonderful film festival in Cromarty.
Come to see a film, Hula, and it sounded very good from the write-up. So we just come out of curiosity and having glass
of wine. We watched Touching the Void.
Yeah.
And then we came down to get a pint, hang out, you know what it's like.
We're here to perform a live score to John Grierson's Drifters.
It's behaving very well for us, because it could have been awful if it had been blowing a hoolie.
Grande illusion, la grande illusion. French film.
Afterwards, they were very eloquent about it as well. You used to really talk to them, and it's really interesting the way they talk about it.
Feels like it's a very community-based festival.
Well, considering it's a
feels
community
kind of homemade in the best
people,
sense of that term.
So much
and
talent.
That is really unusual to have such interesting people here, and it's an eclectic mix of movies. It really feels refreshing.
It is actually a fundamental film, which is again why it's such an interesting
movie. So I'm local. I come here every year because I love seeing seeing and meeting new people and listening to speakers.
It should look like a piece of cake. It seems to be a film festival, totally in stride.
Famous
all of them, all 86 of them, are in the Churchill College collection. Every scrap of paper any of them has ever appeared on appears to exist.
The boys here, there's a thing on all that brewery there, just wondering if she was in there. She's won a few Oscars now.
Yeah. The only thing I really like about the film festival is it just forces you to watch films that you wouldn't really usually think
just
of.
Just kind of to say that the people in Cromarty are the most important thing that happens here, because it is an extraordinary town.
Horrified
by it. And liberté. And it was implied in every frame.
Jenny's probably best known in recent years for winning an Oscar for the Mad Max, the last Mad Max film.
Ghostbusters!
To get away from the city, we love, you know, Cromarty, the Black Isle, it's a nice part of the world. It's not just a film festival, it's the ambience.
The whole thing.
And,
yeah.
It just staggers me what you can do with
we kind of realised that we hadn't booked anything, so we had a slight panic on the way here today, because we thought we could just walk in and see anything, and then realised that there might not be that much capacity in some places.
Right in front of the great director of Last King of Scotland. Are you
come to the festival, because
the land of freedom, we lay our future in my hand.
Interesting films, interesting kind of talks.
First person you kissed. My sister says the red shoe that decided where I'm going. Personal favourite, one of the great Scottish films ever made by a Hungarian Jew.
Good things come in small places.
We live in Cromarty, so we thought we'd have
this is amazing film festival.
That's what Cromarty is, it's an audience film festival. And so it's just a totally different vibe.
I'm a Cromarty girl.
Very relaxed. And because it's so small here, it's just really intimate and it just feels.
Stunning town, isn't it? I wish I'd known about it earlier.
I'm just a local who's come along for a drink.
This morning is the sensory cinema.
Came out of the screen machine.
The under fives.
Over
and
an amazing
the idea
sunset
behind
over the oil
is, rather than bring your child to watch a short film where they just sit and watch, they're actually getting to interact with the films that they're seeing.
Wonderful to see so many of you here. Thank you very much. Welcome to the Old Brewery.
It's the town's full of folk. I just love it. You meet people like you that I've not seen for ages. And that's
I don't even
fantastic.
Know how to describe it.
It's a
really
jolly weekend.
Like walk along the shore and just check out the venues.
Well, happiness, I'm sure, for all the alcohol. I think definitely that's what it brings merriness to everybody. £1
stall. Well, Cromarty takes you by storm without a storm.
This one's really nice because it is. Oh, we all discuss it afterwards.
Oh,
you know,
it's
like
I think like a certain kind of
visual experience, then
this is a very extraordinary town, and those of you who live here will know it,
and
those of you who visit will probably realise it. And we would love you to come on La Grande Delusion, Playboys, The Divide, Gosford Park, and Singing in the Rain. If you feel like seeing any of these, please come. And if you haven't got any money, we'll let you in for free.
Down to having, universally well-known, really top-level.
I mean, the weather's absolutely fantastic. It's clearly a microclimate of the most exotic. This is gorgeous, a beautiful, beautiful spot. It seems a most natural place to have a film festival. It would be terribly sad if it doesn't go on. It's always a but it takes people. I'm thrilled to have been there, and I'll definitely be there.